This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. U.S. red meat is showcasing its value and versatility in Mexico. We'll have more right after this.
November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Demand for U.S. red meat in Mexico has been outstanding in 2023, with pork exports on a record pace and demand for beef reaching its highest level in several years. The U.S. Meat Export Federation has capitalized by aggressively promoting a wide range of pork and beef cuts to key parts of Mexico's food service and retail sectors. Gerardo Rodriguez, USMEF's director in Mexico, Central America, and the Dominican Republic, said that Mexico is still a price-sensitive market, so educating buyers about the value and versatility of U.S. pork and beef cuts is critical.
We're using the chuck for those kind of restaurants that they usually use when work on the loins, which they are price sensitive. But what we want to keep it is the U.S. beef, in this case, to be the center of the plate and not the price to be the driver of the decision. We want you to understand that the product that you are getting from the U.S. has consistency, and it has quality.
Rodriguez said that mobile kitchens have been proven to be particularly effective in reaching food industry representatives and allowing them to experience the quality attributes of U.S. red meat firsthand.
We have been working with over 800 decision makers around the country in order to work with them and introduce these new options that they can use in their gastronomy through the pork truck or through the U.S. beef truck that we have. So having these kind of people, decision makers, and they can stream the information going downstream in their establishment, in the restaurants, in their hotels, is very important for us. So the more knowledgeable, the more information we can provide them, and the more engaged that we can make them, is the easier for us.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.